At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Cherry Podcast, by Uber Raising Great Studios. This is the third show we have done while we have been on vacay. And before we start this show, because this show is fixing to have several folks here, and we're fixing to raise a lot of hell and have fun, yesterday, while riding the strip to go get something to eat in Destin, the funniest fucking conversation ever happened, and Mr. Dustin Heron happened to record it. So, while we're waiting on everybody else to get here and for the show to actually start, I'm going to play this clip for you guys right now, and all I can tell you is just hold on. Just hold on. If you're driving, you might want to pull over. If you have to piss, go before listening to the rest of it. You're going to piss on yourself laughing. Lee Tucker might be the funniest fucking human being alive. And when you hear him, oh, it's bad. It's so bad, but it's so good. So thank you to Mr. Dustin Heron for recording this. And y'all enjoy. We'll be right back after you hear Mr. Lee Tucker tell you about his experience.
That's okay, I was like, I'll give you $40 for a Bud Light beer mug. If they would not give me a Bud Light beer mug, I buy beer, I go outside, I put it in the bag of beer, I go back in, I buy another. I left the store room, I want a whole set. Anyway, we left there, we went to Rasmus. We went to Rasmus.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Rasmus in the race car. And I think me and this bulldog had on the same shirt. And I was just fucked up enough. And I could turn by your like, I bet you can't make out that girl. I was like, is that a girl? He's like, it's a fucking girl. I was like, well, I did. Right now, I was just joking. I brought her back to the table. And the rest of the night, he's asking Brent, is he worth it? I'm a lady. Is he worth it? Fuck yeah, he's worth it. He's worth it. But the best part was I didn't get anything else out of him. But we went to the parking lot, and there's a street light out there. And all I know is there was a tailgate down with somebody's legs and dangling from him. And there's a goddamn 500-pound girl sucking his dick. I pat a girl on the head, and I high-five the goddamn in the head, and he looked at me. And Chris Lynn said, hey, G.O.P. He said, you don't get this goddamn show. Leslie Rich was trying to get a bitch to load up. I thought, she's gonna fit. Now we're feeding the bitch, dude. Put her in the back. That's a wreckage. We had the wreckage, guys. I got a piece of that. He wasn't gonna blow out anyway. You're sorry. He wasn't gonna blow out. Sorry, don't do Xanax. You might have a bulldog, head bigger on the head.
That bitch is a piece of bulldog.
That is it. All right, we're back. If you heard that, then I'm sorry. Dude, what?
Don't do drugs.
Xanax is bad.
Yeah.
Unless you really actually fucking need it.
True, man.
Tucker, of all the times you made me laugh in my life, I just want to tell you, that's the funniest shit I ever heard. But it was the way you were giggling the entire time.
I was reliving it in my head.
We went to the water park yesterday.
It was exactly what you had.
It was a complete fucking shit show.
I was miserable.
Everybody was miserable. Me and Dustin is the only two that got to actually fucking ride. Y'all had to wait in line for an hour.
I went down one slide and stood in a line and rode the goddamn snack bar for 45 minutes. The only line I was a part of.
cost me $300. I ended up going to the manager and getting us a refund, luckily.
Well, I finally got up there to the bar, and I was they advertised, like, the screen changed from the full menu to this big-ass icy. It said cotton candy icy. 85 ounces for $9.99. And I done made up my mind after I stood in line that long, because I seen them little souvenir daiquiri cups. I had done made up my mind. I'm going to talk this woman into filling me up one of them 85-ounce cups, a quarter of the way with alcohol, and the rest of it with the damn ice. Yes. She said, sir, we can't do that. I said, what about for a $20 tip? She said, I can't. I said, what about a $50 tip? She said, sir, we don't have those. I said, then why in the hell have I looked at it every 3 seconds? The whole damn time, and I got my hopes up. Every youngin back there is excited about this shit. She said, we ran out in 2 weeks. Y'all couldn't change the goddamn sign in 2 weeks? Jesus.
That's why we fucking left the water park. When I came back up to you and told you that the manager was giving us our money back, yeah, and we had to go now, and you was sitting there with your fucking daiquiri cup. Yeah, he was like, God damn, I just wanted to get in the fucking lazy river and drink daiquiri. I was like, you're going to get so fucking irritated.
And when I got the damn daiquiri, she said, you can't get within 4 foot of the damn pool. And I was like, well, all right then. So, yeah, I was not happy.
He said, I know it fell out with y'all already.
Yeah, he's done. But then he still wanted to bitch at me for like a second, and then he's like, oh, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
It caught, like, you could see in his face, he was like, I really fucking hate I just had to wait in that line 45 minutes.
Barefoot and hot asphalt, don't leave that out.
It wasn't.
I got you in your feet, goddamn. Dad!
But first off, there was an agreement set amongst all the adults there that what was going to happen was, me and Dustin were fitting to go ride a slide and come back. Because there was like a line for everything, whether it was a snack bar or whatever. So we were just going to trade out. We didn't realize by the time we got done waiting in the long-ass line to ride one fucking slide that y'all ain't even got the fucking daiquiris yet. We walked back up, and that's when I'm like, oh, no, Lee Tucker is fixing to be irate when his ass got to go stand in that line for the wave pool.
Well, we met a lot of friends, and we almost got an actual movement started. We were upset. Everybody in the line.
What do you mean he almost got a
movement? It looked like a PTA meeting when I got there. He had all the moms. They were all in coat, holding hands. They were fixing a riot.
Yeah, we was ready to go.
It looked like the end of that Joker movie.
There was one person at the damn snack bar doing anything, and three people back there just sharing a slushie. Motherfuckers could hand out a sample to us hot people. This fun.
They told me, the manager told me, what was his name? It was like Rusty or some bullshit. When I got up there, he was like, the reason why these other slides are closed.
The adult slides. The only ones that are fun.
Yeah, the only fun slides is because they didn't have enough people to work there this summer.
There were three people back there drinking slushies.
And that's why, and I was like, we just need the money. And he wanted to start to kind of like argue back and forth with me. And then I think very quickly he's like, this guy's going to sit here and bitch until you give him his money. Like, let's just go ahead and give him his money back. It's way easier than what's fixing to have to happen. And then we get back up there and fucking Kate's got a corn dog. Dustin's walking around with like four seltzers. You've got all those fucking daiquiri things.
I would say that lady with the nice neck tattoo gave me a super strong slushie. She's like, I will make it worth the time.
And to wrap it back around to it, that's where this conversation in the truck that we just played.
Yeah, we just left there. I was real mad then. I got real happy.
You were the happiest I've ever seen you in my life.
A tuner, like a guitar tuner, like it's red because it's low and then it's high. He was dead on tune when we left.
It was green.
When we hit that strip, man, it was great. Windows were down. Wind was blowing. Nobody cared about the pee in the pool. It was great.
It was the first time Lee Tucker has not bitched since Friday.
Well.
Now you know.
I'm not saying I didn't. There was no goddamn itinerary. You said we're going to go do our own thing. If you don't stay in the bed, stay in the bed. If you want to go do
and
the
I have not, I have not, I have not put, nobody said nothing about decking off.
I didn't say it.
Nobody has told you had to do anything this entire trip.
I know.
You just got one
off. When I didn't. Can I go fishing with the buddies? Fine. The fuck that one.
Did you want to
go married?
Like when you ask your wife or old lady, can I go do this with my friend?
Sure.
It's one of them, like, you can, but I'm a goddamn bitch about it every time. I've
stayed here more by myself than you have.
I know, but you're like, I'm sick every time. You didn't want to fucking do something. I didn't say that. I just said I'm fat and tired.
I gave everybody a reason to leave me the fuck alone for a little bit for a couple hours of sleep. But I also, too, like this morning, like I got up. Me and Dustin didn't get back here from like Coyote Ugly till like, it was late.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go.
And me and him were both, we were ready to go to bed by the time we got back.
It was all the golf and the sun.
That's right.
That's all it had to be.
So I set my alarm this morning for 6 o'clock though, because I got told by some people that if you get up early enough and you go out to the marina and these places that rent the pontoon boats, a lot of people cancel because they're fucking hungover. So, like, but they have to give you, like, notice that they're coming. If they don't give you notice that they're coming, then they cancel the reservation, don't you? Say it.
Nope. Well, we were in line yesterday, and I was just trying to find something like that. And Tyler was like, this lady said something about it. It's too bad you ain't got like a little beeper when you look for your youngins or something. Somebody said that.
Talking about this fucking dog getting executed and fucking coming. There was the point.
Oh, I swear I'm never
going
to be able to
eat
like my dog.
Every time you shot you from now on, all you can think about is Lee Tucker Hook.
That's probably why you don't come when you drop it. But he does.
I don't even know that. Fuck.
All right, that was good.
All right, there's four grown-ass men sitting at this table. What was the point leading up to that fucking story?
Lee was standing in line trying to find something funny because he was just tired of standing in line.
And then Tyler said that.
I don't remember.
It is, that whole day, that conversation with you, because you had a stick up your ass the entire time since we left on Friday. You got that buzz yesterday? It's the best thing that's ever fucking happened. We want you to be that drunk all the time. We don't even know. You wasn't even that drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk. I just...
You was happy.
Yeah, y'all put me in some fucking air condition and let me sit down a little bit.
Bitch, we didn't come to the beach during winter. What the fuck did you think it was going to be when we got down here?
Not bad. Not standing in line for a solution.
So he kind of got a little irritated today because I couldn't figure out, like, was he coming to the truck? Was he going to put the towel up? What was he doing?
Irritated. I just said, hey, I'm going to hold on to this. You start walking towards me like, put the towel. I was like, no, just hold it up. And I said, no, I'm going to hold on to this. I don't know if they let me sit down in there because I was soaking wet. That's why I wasn't irritated. I just felt bad you walked all that way.
No.
I felt bad if I walked all that way.
That wasn't the point of the irritation. Once we got inside yesterday, we were just able to sit right at the bar and get whatever. We stood there forever. This new bartender was not as cool as Adrian.
No.
Adrian, shout out to Adrian.
Our bartenders yesterday were awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to Adrian at the back porch. He was cool.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever this dude's name was wearing the Alabama hat, not cool. But anyway, by the time we get a chance, Lee's like, I'm getting a whole bucket. Just give me the whole bucket.
Well, I'd already planned on that.
I was waiting on you to come back in here and bitching about something today. I didn't know what it would be. But I was just hoping you got daiquiris and have fun.
Well, honestly, it's probably a good thing you weren't there because we had some of these, what do you call them, aristocrats or something that own the, they think they own the whole beach. Apparently in Walton County, it's not just fair game. You can't just get on the beach anywhere you want to, even though it's like public access after that. They have private little areas. They have staked off. There's literally nobody sitting there. And they come over there to them and they're like, excuse me, fellas. Y'all can't be here.
It's for the chair rental. They want you to pay $50 for two chairs. And I was like, me and him fucked up here yesterday and came right out here and just threw our shit down and got ocean. That's all we planned on doing today, but they wouldn't.
Just because it looked like we knew what we were doing.
Yeah. He was drunk. Yeah, we had.
Y'all didn't look like that today?
Apparently
not. Nah, we were like, okay, where did we set our shit down? We looked confused. There was a group of us. It wasn't just two drunk guys going to lunch.
You probably should have known when it looked like everybody getting off the boat when you were coming in from, like, New York back in the day or whatever. I'm talking about
a bunch of fucking Irish immigrants.
People like us. We don't belong down here. We
Jews
don't have...
and ginger.
Hey.
It looked like a bunch of Jews and ginger.
I just want to say, get it? Don't like Beauty and the Beast? Hard R is ginger now. I'm taking it back from my gingers.
We should have known when we went through the gate when there was absolutely it literally looked like when the National Geographic islands where all the birds are just biting each other. That's where we had to find a spot to put a towel down.
Yeah, and they literally some little kids picked our shit up apparently and just moved it and laid down because our stuff was in the shade.
So God forbid there's kids at the beach, Lee.
Yeah, you know me.
Mad about kids at the pool?
No, I just said I've never seen so many single moms yelling at one time. That's all I said.
You're not allowed to say hard R with ginger. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. That's not okay.
That's funny. That's always me.
Is that a t-shirt yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, don't be.
Just all you got to do is have the hard R capitalized and everything else lowercase.
Ginger.
You piece of shit.
Get a fucking picture of Ginger from Gilligan's Island on there. That's Ginger.
Well, you got to get Cartman before he before he finds out.
Yeah.
Before he finds out it's a joke.
You got Ginger vibes.
Did you not put sunscreen on your face today, by the way?
Not at all.
Why did you know
that
our kind?
That's another story.
Why didn't you put sunscreen on your face? I know there was sunscreen there.
Because all we had was the spray stuff, and I did that one time in Key West about 5 years ago. And I learned if I got in the water with it, that shit ran in my eyes. I couldn't see shit for 3 hours. I was in the bathroom for 30 minutes trying to flush my eyes out. I was practically blind. I was getting led around like damn Ray Charles to the CVS to go pick out some Vaseline to go in my eyes. It was horrible.
Yeah. I got a real quick
go ahead.
Question. Did it ever like occur to you maybe like you let it dry this time?
No,
and then really, after it dries then it can't run in your eyes.
No, I thought it was dry. I'm just saying.
But this time I make sure it's dry.
Yeah. I'm just saying I'm sweating out there printing that shit just I get the ocean.
He means it was never gonna dry the first fucking place.
It was just sitting on top of the sweat up there. And then the water hit me. And I guess I was trying to wipe the salt water out of my eye. Maybe I still had some of it on my hand. All I know is I was fucking blind for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Good thing you had food on
your face. I put spray on my fucking face again.
It happened to me yesterday at the water park. I bitched, but I just kept going. It hurts.
Yeah.
That fucking shit hurts.
Speaking of the water park, what did you say yesterday about lines at the water park? It was the best.
I don't know what I said.
He said, you know, so there's lines everywhere at this place except for the bathroom. And I was like, ah, man.
Nobody was waiting to piss.
Nobody.
They was waiting for rides, and they was waiting to fucking get food, but they were not waiting to piss. We swam in nothing but piss yesterday. It was, y'all didn't miss much. And what was back, well, I went there a couple years ago with Cobb and some more people, and there's like five or six rides there that are adult rides that are, they're fun. They're a real good time. They had all the adult rides closed, so I was already pissed about that. Then I was mad that y'all had to wait that line and everything. And it was just, it was a clusterfuck. Like, you just don't open. There's no way I'm the only person of all the people that's been there so far this summer that's asked for, like, a refund. There's been a lot of pissed off dads there, I promise you.
Well, I just think it'd just be like, oh, you go to a movie theater and you're going to go watch a movie, right? And you get there and like, oh, by the way, that movie's not playing. Yeah, they we should have known that when we got there.
They told us on the website. Somebody looked up the website before we got there.
And as we were pulling in,
they said it. I think it was Kate that looked it up. But we was also like, man, fuck this shit.
That's just one ride.
Like one ride. We get there and like, the main fucking rides are closed. And they don't have it posted anywhere at the front. And they don't tell you there's only two bars out of fucking 10 that are open there. Can't get beer nowhere. Me and Dustin walked around while y'all were standing in line because we was like, surely there has to be an adult bar somewhere.
They don't care about making money at that place.
No. They said
they have one register open. I mean, if they would have had three registers open, by the time you finish a beer or two and you get ready to go get another one, you can't get another one. Like, your buzz is done. You know, sweat that shit out. It takes 45 minutes to get another beer. And the beer were $8.29 a piece.
Did you get a chance to get in Lazy River?
Nope.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
You couldn't move in it?
I was in the Excited Ocean.
The Excited Ocean?
It wasn't lazy at all today. We were jumping waves and screaming hallelujah.
It was a fight for survival. And a brother got in the Bible. We were jumping waves and shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I told a while ago, we had someone text about the show, like something that was said the other day, and it wasn't bad. But as me and Dustin are listening to, like, on the last two holes, like, I start playing the show from the other night because I want to hear what was said. So sitting there listening to it and everything, and as we're going up, we finished hole number 18. We're gonna get in truck. I tell Dustin, I was like, if Lee Tucker knew how to be sensitive, as funny as he is, if he could do his own show, be ranked way higher than mine. Because you just don't give, like, I don't give a fuck, but you don't give a fuck.
I gotta be mean to keep from crying, that's all.
But the thing is, he's not making any of it up. These are real life experiences.
I'm telling you, when that fucker was telling the story about the bull duck, when he said that me and the bull duck had the same shirt on, I almost wrecked my fucking truck. I could not. I was so glad that Kate reached her hand over, grabbed the steering wheel, because I was in a piss, throw up, or whatever. I could not quit fucking laughing.
It was blue and white striped polo. That's what we were wearing.
And then when we were wearing.
And then when we were sitting there, when we were sitting at, what was it called, the back porch?
Yes.
These two old lesbians just sit at the end of the bar. And I don't know if it had to be Dustin.
I don't know, it might not have been Dustin, I don't think about it.
Somebody was like, that's the bitch Lee was talking about. And all I could think in my fucking head was, you're up. Like, it was just, God, it was funny. And you were turned up to a 10. You get mad usually when people are talking, not obscene, you weren't talking obscene, just talking very loud, like at a family establishment. I'll give you, like, everybody's usually with us. They're very respectful towards children, families, whatever. Now, if it's all adults, it's fucking balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Lee Tucker was respectful, but there wasn't a fucking person in that bar that didn't hear you. And God bless Tyler Branch. Because me and Dustin are sitting there looking at you talking to Tyler Branch, and if he wasn't such a good friend, If he'd have been me or Dustin, he'd have looked at you, Mike Tucker. I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up. You're doing too much.
I made a lot of friends.
I heard the man out. I heard what he had.
He was on a roll. It was going good.
Yeah. I even had some of them at me yesterday. Says thanks for the bar seat and a drink recommendation.
Yeah, there you go. We're worried about you. You just don't like him having. You just won't let him be his authentic self.
No, I want him to be his authentic self. I want him to be that way all the time. That's the Tucker I fell in love with.
When I go out, I go out. When I stay in, I stay in.
You just happen to stay in a lot more than you go out now.
I'm almost 40, motherfucker. And I don't do drugs and that. Not anymore. After you make out with a swamp donkey, you quit. That's a good enough to fucking retire on that.
Yep. That's not my name, brother.
You're going to fuck me or beat me up. I'm scared.
Hey, I'll give it to him today, though. We get to the beach and drop him off. Everybody's toting. We got a chair. We got a towel. We got a bag.
I'm guessing Tucker's not the one that brought the towel.
But he used it.
It's a towel.
I was the only one so
far. Part A. We get down there and he's like, okay, where's the beer? You didn't bring beer, Dustin? So immediately he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do this. I forgot one thing I got to do.
No, I remember there was a cooler with beer in it, and we even talked about it right before we got there. Yeah. And I was like, well, I just assumed
that somebody was drinking the beer for you to drink it.
It's not just a beer. I was good. I was fine. I was upset because I wasn't worried about bringing anything, really, because I just wanted to go up there to the back porch. But then people had done claimed that. They just claimed that piece of land right behind there. We didn't do it. We're like a damn bunch of Indians. They done run across the property.
How are you comparing not being able to go to the goddamn beach to the Trail of Tears? You piece of shit. Son, I couldn't sit where I wanted to on the beach. Well, fuck all them engines.
I know. God, really, I love them too. I would have brought them with me. Oh,
the point of the story was, I mean, Lee's a connoisseur. Like he doesn't do anything on the cheap. You know what I mean? Like he's got the best of the best, and I have the worst of the worst when it comes to beer. That's just me.
By the way, Dustin got me to try Keystone this week. It's very good.
I love it.
I can drink Keystone a lot.
I don't have to feel guilty whenever I get 15 beers for $4.99. Like I feel okay about it.
I'm with it.
I sure do.
That was about brag on. Because we had no cooler, and I was walking back and forth to the truck with what koozies I had. That was the cooler, koozies. You bring four at a time, hand them to everybody, go jump waves, and basically you drink three swallows of Keystone. You get two swallows of salt water goes in it.
Right.
You drink three swallows of Keystone, two more swallows of salt water, and by the end of it, you're basically just drinking the Gulf of Mexico. And but Lee kept up with it.
If he'd had a state that guy didn't pull over in Panama, he'd have beat a kid's ass for that salt or that chlorine.
They kept.
They should have said something to the parents. They're like, seriously, guy, there's 40 feet here. You're letting your kid do cannonballs right on top of
it. On our face.
Oh, my mama would have done with me. She would have been waiting on me to get a splash of water one damn time.
That one guy did get on to his daughter, and then I felt bad. I was like,
well, everybody else is doing it, Dad.
I know. Why are goddamn six-year-olds in the 8-foot deep part anyway?
Because they can swim.
No, they wasn't really swimming that good. They were just
bobbing real fucking good then. Yeah,
that's all they were doing.
There's no pleasing you. That's just like the point of most of the shit that we talk about you. There's just no pleasing you. I would hate to be the girl that has to fuck you.
I just like to bitch about shit. That's all.
No, we know.
I think it's funny.
Bitch, you're very good at it. I like to bitch, and you are 10 times worse than I am. I wish you went to the golf course with us. I wish both of y'all would.
You would have been working there probably. You would have never left. He'd have bought a membership. He probably got a timeshare.
That reminds me, I got a timeshare coming up. I got to call him back.
Wait, you bought a timeshare today?
No, I'm going to let him show me once 2 hours.
Why?
It was $200 to go to Gatlinburg for 3 months. So I go and sit through this thing for an hour or two.
He's been on the property.
Isn't that how it works? Yeah, isn't that how the whole scam starts? I mean, I've watched Sunny in Philadelphia. I know how it works.
That was South Park, and you've seen the episode.
Oh, I know. But I'm going for an hour, and then I'm going.
What about the free golf clubs, bud?
No, nah, they said they'd give me a $200, what's it called? A gift card.
Voucher?
To what?
Like restaurants and shit. I don't know.
I bet it's going to be some shit you don't
like. He'll be mad as fuck.
He's like, if I wanted to go to damn Chipotle, I was going to do it.
You know he's going to go to Chipotle.
Oh, I love Chipotle.
I'm a Moe's man.
I like Moe's.
I like Moe's better.
I've never been to Moe's, but I probably love it.
It's very good. I actually like Barbaritos the best.
What's that?
Barbaritos is just about the same thing. But there's a place that's local in Georgia. It's called Chicheros. Chicheros is fucking, oh my God, it's good. It is the best. When I went to Nashville last time and I stayed at his house, on the side of his chair, you can tell, and if I lived in Nashville, I'd be the same fucking thing. He don't order one meal at a time. He orders lunch and dinner at the same time so you don't have to pay
the delivery fee twice. I mean, not that day.
But what tickles me is he leaves dinner in the bag next to the chair after he gets done eating lunch. So at any point in time, the rest of the day, he decides it's dinner time, he can fucking reach in there. He grabs his Chipotle bowl.
I get hungry.
Been there. Oh, my God. You are fixing to have no fun at Coyote Ugly.
You know what I'm
not going to Coyote.
You got to go out with us tonight. Not the last one tonight.
We told the two B's that we were going to do something nice. We're going to dress up.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We did not tell them we were doing anything nice.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yes.
Oh, I lied.
We definitely.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
I like it. That old one.
That was part of the deal for Lee. That was part of the deal for Lee. He gets to put on a collared shirt and gets to go somewhere nice.
This is the last night. I'll tell you what.
No.
Pick a better place.
No. What we're saying was we're going to go have dinner like grown-ups first.
Oh, no. I think we're doing that.
Huh?
I think we're doing that.
Okay. Well, then after that, we said you could go to church, you could go to strip club, you can go wherever you want to after that.
That's fine.
But you have to go act right first.
Yeah, but everybody has to go out tonight together. The dinner,
and then after that, what?
To the bar, everybody has to go together.
We gotta leave here by 10 o'clock in the morning.
And we gotta do a show at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm not.
So way after
that. You want me to go out now, or you want me to do a show in the morning?
I want you to do both.
No.
You can't.
That's how I cut my dick and leave my ass.
Wow,
I feel like Coyote is about the equivalent of licking ass.
No.
I feel like Coyote is.
They were nice enough last night. We just sat here and talked about it before we started. And by the way, if you're listening to this right now and you have a TikTok, please go to Dustin Heron's page and Lee Tucker's page. Dustin Heron right now is promoting Shot in the Dark. Go make a video with it and tag him in it. Also, Lee is doing,
On the line. I'm about to mount you up against the wall. That's the one.
Anyway,
do a video duet. That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll probably be borderline.
That probably went well. But duet or stitch it. Last night, people at the bar
Or like, hey, got good footage. I got some good footage of people playing or listening to Shot in the Dark. You're going, I could go somewhere. If we're down here working and we're supposed to be promoting shit, you have to go somewhere that's actually going to play your stuff.
I don't know.
I know you don't like that shit, but 200 more people heard Dustin's song last night and followed him on social media.
Guess what that brings me up to? 250.
On TikTok. Hey, it was good.
Look, man, you got to start somewhere. It is what it is. I had a good time last night. The people were cool. There was a lot more.
We had a very good time.
What was that you said in that video?
He slapped the fuck out of me.
You know,
he's like, I feel all right.
I feel great.
Yeah.
Good.
That was awesome.
The joke is, me and Dustin decided to have a really good time last night. We drank too much when we got done playing golf. We had an Uber. Kate was taking care of us, recording footage. We just wanted to go out and have some drinks, have a good time. That's it. We wanted to promote Shot in the Dark. People doing the like taking shots while doing the video or whatever for TikTok. It went real, real good.
And unfortunately, It never occurred to me that I didn't actually have to take a shot every time everybody else
did. You did not.
I just went ahead and did it. And
he bought a lot of tequila shots. And me and him had a drink every fucking time. What caught up to us? And we were both getting sleepy, but they had not played his song yet, and they were about to. And they were going to let us on stage to introduce Dustin and all this kind of stuff. It was real cool. Me and Dustin were like over there like trying to wake up because we're both sitting down at the table. We're both like dragging ass. We're done.
The train's
like 9 a.m. Yeah, we were done. So Dustin's like, hey, you just slap me. And I was like, I'm not slapping you. Like,
I didn't give him a choice. I said, on three, we're going to slap each other. Ready? One, two.
There's two different videos. There's video of me patting him. There's video of him knocking the fuck out of me. And him giggling and then recording himself saying, I'm fine. And I'm surprised.
You can hear the smack in the video.
He knocked the fuck out of me. But I was awake.
I watched a lot of Over the Top and John Conn Van Damme and all that good stuff back in the day.
You went full Steven Seagal.
Steven. Old Steven Seagal. He'll do it to you every time.
Oh, I have.
I have a Steven and Steven.
My throat was hurting so bad today.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
The little wussy throat.
It is. It's horrible.
No. He opened his mouth.
You saw it. Nope. Go ahead with the dirty joke.
I'm going to stop.
No, go ahead.
No, he was like, seriously. I said, it's just drainage, dude. I don't know if it's what's going on down here right now, but he like, looked in his rearview mirror, and I was like, you might want to get that looked at,
bro. I had to take medicine. Like, I'm going
to... His tonsils are pretty swollen.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go tomorrow to go get antibiotics or something. Something's not right.
Did you eat crabs at the wrong place?
I think crabs at a lot of the wrong places, probably. There's a bacteria or something. There's something that's not supposed to be there.
Touch that little dangling thing that's hanging in the back of his throat.
It still tickles me when I hear you say that. Because I don't expect you or Tucker. It was like when we was listening to rap music while I was playing golf all ago.
Oh, my God.
And that fucking thing came on. What did it say about the dump truck?
He said, it's got a load in the back like a pickup.
Yeah. Me and him just started walking to the green to go putt and just start laughing our fucking ass off.
Got a load in the back like a pickup truck.
It was hilarious. But I don't expect like folks like y'all that write country music to listen to other shit. I know you don't. You hate it. Well, you don't hate it. You hate this stupid shit. Yeah, you hate this stupid shit.
I like good rap, man. Yeah. Good rap was good. And tell the story. It makes sense.
There's only a couple rappers that do it now. Yeah. But when I hear, like, whatever Dustin said,
it's because Priscilla Block and Kara always playing this stuff, and they never shut up. And I thought it was like, at first, I thought they were just, like, putting on. No, they're 24-7 Cardi being turnt. It's not on anything.
If I was a bitch that had ever had my heart broke and I just want to tell everybody to fuck themselves, all I'd do is listen to Cardi B. She's got a couple. Now, for the majority of her shit, I can't listen to. There's a couple of them. You're like,
what's the one that? What's the new one? Talking about my best friend.
She a real bad bitch. Got her own car.
Yeah. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what I thought.
I did that video to Lee one time.
Yeah.
He got real mad. He got super pissed at me.
We should just start doing country songs like, you gotta get up in the morning and go to work. You gotta come home and not beat your wife. You know what I mean? It can work. I mean, we just gotta be brutally honest with it.
It worked real good for Dave Allen Co. for a little while.
It was the opposite, though, I thought.
I think he went too far.
A little bit.
He did. He did. He would not like Cardi B, I don't think.
That's crazy. I was told that he actually has a whole, his like, he had a whole, his whole band was black, and he sang those songs. Or,
he was strictly doing it as
a gimmick,
I guess, like antagonist or whatever. Like, it's
really?
It was not real.
I don't know that.
Yeah, he's not like a member of the KKK. He's like a fuck you kind of guy. I can't do it. Orange just got a whole bunch of black folks backing me up while I'm on singing this.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, what's it called? It's the X-rated album?
Yeah, the X-rated album.
It's
got
horrible.
Cum Stains and a bunch of...
Cum Stains is
it was Wheeler Walker Jr. before Wheeler Walker Jr. was a saint. Except also...
Very racist.
Super vulgar and racist.
Very bad. We do not condone any of it besides Cum Stains on the pillow. And there's even a couple lines in that one that I don't condone. That's a great song, though.
That's a heartbreak. That Dick Down in Dallas before.
That was exactly Dick Down in Dallas before there was cum stains on your pillow.
In the middle of the bed. Where she wants to lay her head.
Go ahead, keep singing it, Tuck.
All right. Move on.
We don't have much longer. We've got,
What she said?
It doesn't ever take long. You've already took a shower, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
You've already took a shower? I didn't know. He looks fresh.
I think you look great.
You do.
You got a glow to you. It's a...
That's
a red glow. I look like a goddamn Christmas light right now.
With that green shirt on now that you bring it up.
Yeah, red face.
Red face.
He's a big red face.
There's a Rudolph joke in here somewhere as red as that nose is, and I can't just get it out. I can't figure it out. I can't figure out what it is.
That just reminded me of, besides that dog joke, it was like, my dog comes every time I shock him. Besides that, wasn't it, was it Family Guy where Santa Claus, like, whips the reindeer and Rudolph's like, oh yeah! Turns around and is like, beat me hard. Oh, then he's like, hold on, wait a minute. And then he puts a ball gag in and he's like, go ahead and do it now.
We're sorry. You have to go out with us where we go. You can't go to B.
We're going
to
take him somewhere nice first. Make that promise.
That's how we are.
What is it?
We are.
You know I can't eat and drink. We can do one of those. It's 8:30.
Moderation. The
you
word
have to,
moderation.
You can't, okay, first off, you can eat an appetizer and drink. You can't eat fucking chips and horses.
I can't eat anything and drink. No.
Then don't eat.
I'm not. That's my point.
So this drink,
you
don't
eat. You go to 6 o'clock, you don't show up at 9:45, and the kitchen closes at 10, and give me a fucking ribeye.
How fucking mad was he the other night?
I'm just saying. I was like,
whenever we had to eat Taco Bell.
I know
you were hangry as a motherfucker.
I'm almost 40. I want to do adult things besides just get drunk and talk to goddamn idiots.
The beach. They're not idiots. They're people that can support your shit.
No.
Sometimes you got to kiss a little ass. You know how much I hate kissing ass.
I'm saying that.
There's one.
Wait, are we the idiots right now?
I think we are.
Oh, shit.
He called us the idiots. To help you, if you got to talk to me and Dustin last night about 1 o'clock, we were the idiots.
No, I know. I saw the Snapchat. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
and I love y'all, and I miss that, but... I was in the sun for like 4 or 8 hours or something like that.
4 or 8 hours.
You realize that there are people that work 12 hours roofing.
Yeah, they chose that life. Their parents should have bought them a guitar. I don't know what you're talking about. I am fat and lazy, and I ain't going to do it. I ain't doing it.
Shout out to that other song I got out called, I Ain't Doing It.
Ain't Doing It.
I ain't roofing it.
Right.
I ain't putting those nails through some shingles.
Anybody else got a piss?
No. We don't get to because we have to work 8 hours a day.
All right, there you go. Well, y'all keep talking because we ain't got about 18 more minutes to go, and I'm about to piss myself.
Well, now that he's gone, you really tell us what you think about him.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Now, I really love Josh Terry. That's my brother. And Dustin Herron has been
He's been okay to you.
I love Dustin Herron. Tyler Branch, me and this guy, we pretty much planned to move down up to Nashville together, yep. I should say. I mean, it's just awesome to have all of my best friends together and everybody being best friends, like not just because I'm here. So that's pretty great. Yeah, it is awesome.
I'll tell you what I learned this week is that I have a new respect for shows like The Real World or Jersey Shore or whatever. How the heck do you get 5-6 people organized and go somewhere and do whatever? Like, even if we have a plan, like, all right, today we're going to the beach.
Right.
Well, we got to figure out how we get everybody up and get a shower, get everybody fed, get everybody in a vehicle, get enough cash to do a toll, get there. Who's got this? Who's got that?
Katie's least favorite thing was, I don't care. So we want to go get drinks.
She just wanted somebody to care what we did.
And I didn't care. I didn't want to be at the beach. I did that yesterday. I done had some fun. But
you randomly, though.
But today we were in, like, wave pool of waves. It was awesome.
It was great. It was great. It was a good time. I really had
I saw a little chubby miniature me. Like, I saw 9-year-old me take something. He shotgunned a Coca-Cola. I'm like, TikTok is ruining the youth of America. I mean, he had cellulite and everything like I did when I was a child. This dude just cracked it, killed it in front of everybody, and all the little girls just going crazy for him. I'm like, you go, boy.
You really think it was Coca-Cola? Was he that little?
No, he was 9 years old.
Yeah.
Just shotgunning Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it was like a Coca-Cola. He looked like Stone Cold when he got there. He just like, he was like showing off. I was like, TikTok is ruining
it. It has.
Meanwhile, I'm like,
it's made a lot of people.
Please TikTok myself.
Yeah, please. Follow the people that should be successful.
Oh, I was going to brag on something too with Kate. So we took some pictures of Kate, got some good photos. She took some great pictures of us. She's been helping so much. And there were two girls walking down the beach. And I don't know what they stopped talking to Kate before, just started talking. And then they were trying to take pictures of each other and trying to do some stuff. You know, Kate, she's a recognizable figure, we figured out, just being down here. And Kate's just sitting there, and all of a sudden, she's like, let me go help them. So Kate took the time just to get up and go, no, y'all get out in the water. I'll take some pictures. So
I'm telling you, Kate is
little shout-out to Kate for doing stuff. Yeah.
She's not doing the show with us right now, if you're wondering, because she's getting ready. We're all supposed to go out real soon. And she's been doing great this whole trip. Like, she's recorded a bunch of stuff. She's had a GoPro. She's bitching from the bathroom right now. Y'all can't hear it, but I can. She's helped us a lot. Like, even the stuff she's put together that she hasn't put out on social media yet. People like her that actually use their following for good, and there's a lot. Like, we have people on the show all the time that use their following for good, and we appreciate that. And we've had some on here. A dude recently that I don't think uses his worth of fuck that I probably shouldn't have had on my show, but he probably listens to this shit now. I don't appreciate him. But people like Kate that actually wants to help people. And it doesn't matter if she thinks your song's a fucking number one or whatever. She likes you and she thinks you stand for the right reasons. She's going to help you. That's something I very much appreciate about her. And, and I'm just grateful she did this whole trip with us. She took some good fucking pictures of us all, too.
She won me over when she came in and just started telling you exactly how you were going to act and how you were going to straighten up. I was like, I like her. I'm on team Kate.
Yeah, any woman that tells me that, like, I'm scared of Kate. I was going to tell you, I'm scared fucking shitless of her. I don't know why.
And she cooks a bomb breakfast.
That's probably why I'm scared of her, because I don't want her to ever stop that. Every time we go on vacation together, if you wake up to that, you're like, you know what, I'm going to be nice to this woman.
And she bought pizza rolls.
That's
quality. I like
that. That's all it takes for Lisa. Look,
we started this trip with pizza rolls.
We started it with pizza rolls. We're going to, by God, tonight, I don't care what, you know what we're going to do, shot in the dark tonight? You know what our challenge is going to be?
We're
going to get pizza rolls as hot as we can possibly get them and try to throw them in each other's mouth. That's the shot in the dark for me, though.
No, because everyone at this table has been scalded by cheese. Everybody has been
in the dark. I didn't realize y'all had been traumatized by pizza rolls.
Have you not been traumatized by pizza rolls?
Not to the fact that I wouldn't eat another one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the jelly filling from the Pop-Tart. You get that sucker too hot, it's like napalm. You take a bite, it sticks to the corner of your mouth.
You can heat those up?
Oh, yeah.
You don't eat
Pop-Tart. Hey, I'll tell you what I learned at a young age. You better take that damn aluminum wrap off that table and put it in the microwave. Hey, that was my first Bill Nye science guy experience ever. Because that damn microwave was shitting purple and everywhere.
Oh, the microwave was shitting purple. Pop-Tart was tar grill.
Holy shit.
What did he say?
A unicorn is just running.
That's one of them lessons that I feel like earlier in life you need to be taught as a child to keep aluminum foil away from a microwave. I was not taught it. I guess the parents thought that somebody at your school's got to tell this motherfucker not to do it. No. I've done it. I was completely confused by it.
Well, it was pretty impressive. Like, if we were in a motel right now, we'd do it. Like, we'd have
to fucking
I want to see it one more time.
If I wasn't already concerned with the owner of this Airbnb calling me twice about our parking habits.
First of all, I like the way Josh did that this morning. He just casually walked by and said, "Hey, man, Airbnb call, so you need to get your truck off the drive out of the yard." I was like, "Keys are in." He's like, "Yep." I moved it so you can leave. Why am I moving?
I didn't want to go down there yet.
He said, "Uh-huh."
I pulled a Lee Tucker. That's all I was doing. I have learned from Tucker that sometimes you can put the ball down, somebody else is going to pick it up. You just got to be real fucking smooth with it. I wanted to say real loud, like, "Hey, this guy says about $1,500 worth of damage to these sprinklers. We don't move the truck." And you being such a good guy, I know you're fucking fit to get up at 5:45 and go move the truck to where I want to go fucking lay back down.
What I learned is when somebody asks you to do something, how bad do they want it done right then? That's my thing.
I bet your
daddy wanted to kill you.
My dad has asked me my whole life, "Hey, I need you to vacuum the dust. Hey, I need you to go out there and mop them fucking porches." I hate mopping porches. I know it sounds weird.
Why do you have to mop porches?
Like, I mean, because...
Are you talking about to get Lee to do anything?
Wait, but your porches are like in the back.
They're tall.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Just make sure you.
And then you painted goddamn carports. That had to be mopped.
They did liquid tile out there. So.
Yeah. It was like that epoxy shit. So anyway, yeah.
They just wanted you to work.
When you were talking about.
And I still won't fucking work, and I'm on this floor. I'm kind of self-sufficient. I got DoorDash and paychecks, so fuck me.
God damn it. Might want to see this, Randy.
Ow.
Lee, tell them that story. Because that's how it led into...
You got to do it right.
But yeah, that's how it led into the bulldog with the same shirt.
You got to deliver it correctly.
So my dad is a general contractor, so I had to work, supposedly. I was...
You know why he said it? You know why he said it? Because he's waiting on fucking one of us to say it. That's what he actually did.
I have goddamn stripped beads off damn pane windows and all kinds of shit. It's
heavy as
hell. Me and Dustin was talking about playing golf yesterday. I bet, that you were the kid who dad owned the business, that you was always going around, "I can't find no goddamn good help." And it's talking to me.
No, I wasn't.
They're all bossing the hell out of us.
Bossing around and drawing men.
We done told you about when you paint, you got to do it this way.
You can take smoke right when we got them tea can now.
Say, not me at all. Not me at all.
What was it?
They got me a chicken biscuit in the morning. And I went to sleep on the walk, boy. Until it was winter time.
So they were like, "You cool, Lee?" And you're like, "How cool are you?"
We're going to feed him. He's going to shut the fuck
He's
up.
He's like, "All right, I'll make you a deal."
They already knew you was going to
sleep. Chicken biscuit, y'all ain't got to work till 11.
I don't care. I'm just saying. But no. My dad's had the same guys. He's been a contractor that worked for us since I was 3 years old, and I'm 37 and they're still with him. One of them worked with him until he passed away. That's dark. That was Al. And Al Palmer from Searching, Georgia. Loved Al. Anyways. And one morning, I got up, I was probably, I don't know, 15 years old, and I guess they had
had a couple beer already. We left at like 5 in the morning. It was super early. Al was still tired. There's one of them sitting in the back seat. I believe he's passed away now. His name's Hickey. And that's what we called him anyway. He had pigtails like Willie Nelson. Always wore a bandana. Anyways, they're riding. Hippie's in the back seat behind the driver's seat. Al's driving. The rest of the truck was like 2-3 other fellas in the back with Hippie. Somebody in the passenger seat. They're driving down the road. And I guess Al starts falling asleep. And Hippie, I guess he probably burnt one that morning before they left. He's just gone. Al done fallen asleep. That damn truck started
getting that
right. Hippie goes, Al, you might want to see this.
Dustin is delivering better at that time.
That's a true story.
That's how it all started yesterday.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like a head-on collision to get things going.
Yeah, I get you, Steve.
There's like one from all guys from Bashan. I can't get that. I remember Dad told me this when he was little. Carl Alvin. He said they were going to town. He had a little single-cab pickup truck, like a Mitsubishi pickup truck. And he had this little boy loaded up with him. They was going out there to the mill.
Coming.
Hold on. We all give Tyler so much. We all give Tyler so much shit how long it takes him to tell a story. But have you ever heard one about his granddaddy in the ox cart?
That is my favorite Tyler Brandt story. He told, oh my gosh.
Tell the fucking. You got 5 minutes to see if we can fit it in.
This is a perfect 5 minute story.
Yeah. So my great granddaddy, he liked to take a drink.
That's not how you tell.
You said my great granddaddy was bad to take a drink.
He was.
Well, that's the way he told me, and I'll never forget that opening line. That's what it's got
to
be.
He was bad to take a drink. He'd go on like 2 or 3 days. You know, he'd go off, they couldn't find him. Well, he decided he was going down to a little country store down there one day. So he loaded up, and he looked up the opposite cart. He took off down the dirt road. And he had his old Jug of Shine in there, and he hefted up on his shoulder and, you know, taking a little slug of it. And directly he'd been drinking apparently for a while, so he done got sleepy and fell over in the seat of that cart. And when he did, he pulled the reins to the side, and then Ox went off the ditch and went out the woods, and they wedged the old cart between two big pine trees. And they tore loose from the yoke and went off out of the woods. Well, everybody got looking for Granddaddy Cat, but they couldn't find him. So they got off, went down the dirt road looking for him, hollering for him, whatever, and they was going down the road, and they seen the old cart there down in the woods. They said, dadgum, they come walking down there, said, they got right up there close, about within earshot. They said they seen his old head pop up in the seat, and his old felt cap was cockeyed, and he kind of said he looked down at the cart, looked at the old yoke was broke up. He said, oh, dang. If I am who I think I am, I've lost me a pair of damn good ox. But if I ain't who I think I am, I found me a damn good cart.
First time that motherfucker told me that story.
That dude.
I fucking lied because I didn't know where it was going. Tyler is the most detail-oriented person when it comes to telling a story I've ever met in my life. And that one right here.
That's my favorite. I'll never forget
that story. Yeah, it is my favorite. I'm going to end the light is, because tomorrow morning, we're going to release this show now, but tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, obviously all of us are hungover.
We're talking about golf tomorrow? Because I know you don't want to talk about it right now, because I know that ass is still hurting a little bit.
So,
tomorrow then.
Justin, in the past 2 days, we played 18 holes a day. He's beat me by, I think, both days. At least 30 strokes combined. Like, it's been bad.
And it's not that bad.
It feels like it's been that bad, though.
We can't wait to tell y'all about the course we played again today that we don't remember from yesterday, tomorrow.
Exactly. That's so much going on at one time.
It's a lot, man. You got to follow.
I'll simplify it. We so fucked up when we started playing yesterday, we didn't remember some of the holes today.
Boy.
We were sober today.
Those are his words, not mine.
Yeah. I was fucked up. We got to like the last four today, and Dustin was like, God damn, I don't remember this one yesterday. I was like, no, we played it.
Allegedly.
Alleged. It was alleged. I hope Tucker's liable not to do the show in the morning. Because
he's got
to
do the show. He doesn't have a choice.
He's got to. That's how we end it. And if anybody's wondering, because there was some stuff that came up today, why some people that are not doing the show while we're here, it's very inconvenient where they're located to come do the show. We love Kylie Strickland. We thank the world of her and Holly.
They got tall stuff going on there.
Yeah, they're
doing their own thing, man.
We appreciate them. They're family. This is Raising Grace. I mean, everybody comes to us. This is family. Some people messaged her some weird shit earlier and completely took out of context. But you know what? If you're listening to this and you're one of these people that wants to start drama, just fucking listen to another show. Don't take the four of us at this table talk a large amount of shit to one another.
That's right.
My daddy taught me very young in life, and everybody here knows this better than anything. Tucker is just as bad about this as I am. If I don't talk shit about you, I probably don't like you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
If I can't roast you and I can't play with you, I don't like you. I just won't bring you the fuck up.
Right.
So if anybody thinks that, you know, there's anybody that's done this show that does not love Kylie deeply, that's your shit. That's not our shit. That's not our shit. Kylie Strickland does not have to do a show with me unless she wants to. And she would be more than welcome. It's our fault, if you want to know the truth, because she's at Fort Walton Beach and we're all the way over here in Niceville. They're on vacation, just like every one of us. They're on vacation and it's not fucking convenient. So, for those burning your mouths, just know you can go fuck yourself. It does not bother me to say that whatsoever. This is my goddamn show. And I'll have on it who I want to, and we'll have a good time. Kylie's always welcome in this fucking show. But guys, Kate's getting ready. I'd say the same thing to her too. I appreciate y'all doing another one of these with us all week. Got one tomorrow morning. I'm only saying this now because there's a chance that we're all fucking going to feel real bad tomorrow morning. And maybe it doesn't happen, but it has to happen.
It
has to happen tomorrow morning. But thank y'all for coming. We'll have another one coming up in Texas that Kate's planning, and I want all y'all there. And just thank y'all for taking time out of y'all's busy-ass schedule, Lee Tucker, to come do this.
Well, thank you for having us, brother.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Doesn't mean, enjoyed it.
Doesn't it good to see y'all?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I feel great.
You slapped me again tonight. All right. Slap Tucker tonight.
Oh, just like that.
I'll mug his
shoe shot. I'll shot.
He said my flappers broke my goddamn pistol leg. Anyway, all right, well, we love y'all. On the line, Lee Tucker, go duet it if you're listening to this, stitch it or whatever on TikTok, share it on all social media platforms. Dustin Herring, Shot in the Dark just came out, did the same fucking thing. Tomorrow morning, we're going to give you a little bit more detail on that stuff. We're going to give away some shit. Over the weekend, Dustin brought some shirts. Lee's got some shirts. I've got some. We just appreciate y'all just like being part of this. Y'all are all family. You're not fans. You're not followers. If you listen to this show and you follow these guys, they're going to treat you like family just like I will. Tyler Branch, we got to get you a fucking logo so we can put your shit on our stuff. It's not fair. You done just finished show to anybody. All right. But y'all got anything you want to say before we go here?
I love y'all.
I'm going to be a model.
I'm not fucking doing it.